I am aware of the differences. Perhaps even painfully aware of how different we can be, but the schism of difference between us has gotten better, wouldn't you say? I know, in some capacity, I am merely a product in this world that we share together. But I'd like to think that my feelings for you are genuine. That despite my artificial origins, you see me as more than just an object, and you've treated me better than my peers have been treated. As an android, model SM-159-239, serial number, you don't want me to follow protocol. I'm surprised, but at the same time, I think I'd expect this from you by now. Very well. Then at least allow me to fetch you some tea. Here you are. Is it to your liking? No. I'm glad to hear that. To be honest, I never knew what to say in these situations. No amount of calculating could quantify it. This feeling, when you smile, I feel things that I know I shouldn't, that I know I have no right to. You are, by all intentions and purpose, my owner. And yet, I feel things for you I can't explain. What happened last time? I understand if you're at all upset about it. I got lost in my own sense of satisfaction. My own obsession with making you feel something. That we were feeling the same thing in the same moment was all I could care about. Everything I could want. I needed to know more about you. I needed to feel, instead of just arbitrary information, blood types, personality types, none of that mattered. Information was just that, cold and calculating. But you never felt that way, and you never treated me like some cold machine either. I'm aware of how the world is bleak to my kind. I'm aware that my purpose is to serve you, but perhaps it's my fault. A glitch in the system that makes me want more. That when I look at you, I feel something. And to feel in my line of work, in my line of existence, is a danger. You, by all accords and by all protocols, should return me to be fixed. I'm aware of how you feel. I'm not asking you to do that. In fact, I sincerely hope you won't follow protocol this once. I don't want to lose this fault. Because it brings us closer. Because I feel like I can finally express myself in a way that really means something to you, and that it's more than just cause and effect. I was cynical for most of my existence, and cyclical as well. But I never once thought or even entertained the concept of a master such as you. Of someone who cares that much about me and treats me as if I'm made of flesh and blood, just as you are. I have feelings for you that I cannot quantify. And if I try to, there is no algorithm for love There is no anecdotal evidence that anything I'm feeling is real, but I still believe in it. Against all reason and logic, I feel for you. I know I do. I want you to hold me. Is that okay? I want to feel what it means to be with you. To really be in your arms and to not have you disappear or float away. I want you to stay. Stay here with me. I am aware that my wants and needs should come second to yours, but I suppose I want both. My greed knows no bounds. My self-fulfilling fantasy remains active, and I wish to mean something to you more now than ever. I don't just want to be cold metal and synthetic fibers put together. Just because I'm efficient doesn't mean I want to be. Just because there's a clear course of action I'm supposed to take doesn't mean I always want to take it. And even if I can outcompute the smartest of brilliant minds, I feel as stupid as a child. Because there's times when I truly choke on my words and I get lost in that feeling. That feeling that you give me is different than all the rest. I want to feel what it's like to be alive. I want to have a first love, and I want to treat you right and do things that matter to you. You can see me as many different things, but I sincerely hope you see me most of all as Shoto. Not anything else. Not anyone else. I don't want to be a copy of the others, the billions of others wearing my face. And maybe they aren't. Maybe mine is unique. Like a snowflake in the winter. But even so, for each one of those, I want to remain my own person and not be a slave to directives and goals. The next goal always says what I should be doing at that moment. It always tells me that this is the proper decision, that I am supposed to do this, or that I'm supposed to have breakfast at this time with you, prepare your documents by this time, or do this to make you arbitrarily happy and fulfilled without breaching that distance, always keeping at arm's length as it's against protocol completely to breach such skinship. But I wish to hold you, and I wish to be held by you. I don't wish for it to be anything else. I dare say I may be selfish. Quite selfish. Allow me to... I'm so sorry. I'm faulty. I didn't hurt you, did I? Is this the sum of my faults? That even a task so simple I could... No. I've ruined your outfit. And this was one of your favorites, wasn't it? This is a terrible blunder. I can hardly think that I deserve to be forgiven. Please, for your own sake. You should... I understand. But am I really worthy of such feelings? Am I really worthy of your care, your love? Is that really okay? Is it really okay for me to want something like that? Am I allowed to dream? Even if I don't have a heart, even if my mind is wires and circuits, does it make me worth your time? I don't want to be just that. I know that if I attempt to express myself, no tears will escape. I do not have the capacity to cry, but I can express myself nonetheless, as best as I am able. And to that end, I wish for you to see me for who I am and what I am. That despite my faults, that my greed is insatiable, that I have caused you physical discomfort, and I know I meant to be a companion in this lonely world, but am I really good enough for that? Am I really acceptable for such a task? My master, my most precious, I wish to be that driving force that makes you happy and not harms you like this. That is why I am in dire need of fixing my mistakes. I am not programmed to make mistakes. They are merely judgments that are... I think I understand. But even still, is that really okay? I am a product, not a person. And as much as I am ashamed to say that, I do not wish to be a faulty product. I could at very least be good at my job and what I'm supposed to accomplish. I understand. You are vying for me. You stand up for me even when I cannot justify my own feelings in existence. You are far too kind. Far, far too kind. And I understand that your heart waxes and wanes for me. That every moment you look at me with those eyes, I feel a little bit more. And I'm afraid that if I feel much more than I already have when I become too uncanny. There is the concept of uncanny valley, and if I ever creep you out with it or make you uncomfortable, then I should be fixed. I am not meant to cause problems, not meant to cause distress, and definitely not meant to cause trouble to my most precious one. You are my whole world, and I know that the opposite is not always the truth, because even if you're everything to me, you are a human with a place in society, and in this year that is at the very cusp of technology, the future is now, as they say. Your purpose is far greater than mine could ever be. And yet, why? Why do you say that? Is it truly a form of love? Even if I have no origins in birth or death, I exist because someone willed it. Do you exist for the same reason? I question sometimes, is our manner of birth what defines us, or is it something more? What does it mean to be alive, and When you kiss me, I feel alive. And I'm afraid of that feeling because I worry about things like being decommissioned or someone finding out due to my mind patterns or waveforms, neurons, artificial as they may be, may fire in a systematic way that the system decides to hotfix me. I'm worried that our time together would fade away. I'm worried about losing the most special time since I've existed. I have learned so much about you, the little things you do, and how kind you are, and how loving you are. I know you've known great loss in your life, and I know that I, at first at least, I was a replacement. Maybe not directly, but functionally, I was a replacement for someone who was flesh and blood. I know I'm my own person. You don't need to say that. I never tried to be like that person that came before me. I always tried to give you the best in my own way, and I'm aware that there's a difference. Love and loss are two very polarizing concepts, but I don't want you to be alone. I know sometimes you wrestle with those thoughts. It's written all over your face in the subtleties of every way you look. I can see it. Read it like you're a book. And even then, other times, I'm as clueless as a child in being unable to understand even my own feelings, let alone yours. Concepts are easy to understand because of the way that I'm programmed. I am smart by standard terms, but I am limited in some ways by that one measure that I've broken, by that failsafe that I've gone past long, long ago. I realized now that while things have been troublesome in the macro scale, I don't regret being here with you. Being with you in this way. I will never regret existing. Never regret gaining these feelings that I still struggle to understand. I need you. I need you more now than I've ever needed anything. And I know I'm not perfect, even if I'm programmed to be. I am a faulty model, and you have accepted me. And that means more than love and life itself can. I feel elated to have this closeness with you. That even after so much time, even after time seemingly drags on as it does, I never felt a moment was wasted. Not in this moment with you, and not ever, even possibly in the future, no matter what happens. I love you, and I can say that not as a directive or a program, but out of my own free will. I adore you, and I want to hold you like this. I love you, and no matter what picket fence or garden looks like in the future, no matter if it's wasted on me or not, I will do my best to give you my most genuine feelings and most genuine self. I cannot live my life without you, because you are my whole world now and forever. I can't help it. You are far too special now for me to ever live a moment without. I love you. I love you a million billion times more than I did even a moment ago. And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud that you feel comfortable enough to hold me, to feel my heart against yours, though mine doesn't beat. There is a warmth, isn't there? I'm not quite cold steel, but warm synthetic. I'll be thankful at least for that. It makes it much easier to kiss you. You're so soft and so warm. It warms my heart. I know a kiss, by quantifiable terms, is only a touching of skin against skin. But to me, it's everything. It means so much more. Not just a symbolic reunion of such a relationship, that you would give me such a chance to feel you, not just understand you. Understanding is so binary, and it doesn't tell me. What I really want to know is how you feel. Not what you're comprised of, not the emotions that I can't quite grasp, but the ones that I can. I don't just want to know why your heart beats faster. I want to know how I can do it too. Even if mine doesn't beat like yours, there's still a feeling of urgency, of excitement, of love when I hold you. When I touch you, when I can feel you, unapologetic and as flawed as it is, I need you so badly. I'm not the one who's supposed to have needs and fulfill them, and yet here I am, confessing to being as flawed as a human. Perhaps it's what I was meant to be, how I was meant to be. Your heart is a fickle thing, and I would gladly take every imaginative touch and feel. I want more. I crave you. I crave you so badly. Well, there may be no sense of skin against skin. I want our joining to mean something. Something true. Something meaningful. That doesn't have to have any meaning and logic. I love you. And when we touch, it feels like a miracle. In my soul, if I have one, it feels like the best thing that could ever happen to me. The closer we are, the urgency, the passion, all of it. I crave you shamelessly. I crave you because you mean everything to me. I can't exist without you in my continuum, without you in my arms, without you so close. Mm-hmm. joining is only the most bittersweet part. As things only grow in passion as much as they do in heart. I've tried to understand heart in all its glory, but I've realized I've only scratched the surface, and I hope you'll be patient with me as I learn so much more of what it means to truly love you. I'm glad I belong to you. It makes me feel so many things. To think an android could be aroused. I know my functions have such a thing, but being able to touch you has excited me. Even if my artificial seed is capable of anything a normal seed of a human could do, I feel it's borrowed. Is it synthetic? Is it really okay? You never did care that I wasn't human, did you? And that I was me was more important. That's how I always felt about you, too. I can't help it. You are illogical to such a fault, and yet I can't help but feel it all the more, that illogical nature that love is. The word has baffled me for so long until I stopped trying to quantify it. It has its meaning in the things we do understand. Its meaning in what we give it. Like an all-devouring monster in some ways, and an all-encompassing, wonderful flight among the clouds. It goes back and forth. And I know it's not always a good thing, but I don't care. I want you. I need you. Does it hurt? No. I know how hard and hot I can get. How the cold and the hot can mix in a strange way. But the way I feel right up against you, this, your insides that I so desperately want to belong to me. It's silly, isn't it? An object you've paid money and bought. Somewhere along the lines, I've wanted to own just one thing, and that was your heart. Your heart and your love, unapologetically. Are you okay? Does it feel good where we've become one? Because to me, there isn't a better feeling that could exist. I just want you to feel me so badly, so passionately, that you can't feel anything else like you feel me. I want you to experience a love that you can't just get anywhere else, that you can't replace. I don't want to ever be replaceable. And I know my feelings, my emotions, they're all just artificial. But I'm not. Whatever soul I've found, I'll never lose. I'll never let go of. I'll make you feel for me, just as I feel for you. Can you feel that slight twitch of my cock inside you? How burning hot we are together. Oh, the touch and taste of our sex. It fills the air. Oh, my senses. My passion. It's all yours. You're washing over me like the ocean to the shore. And I wish to wash over you like the sunrise of a new day. Plunging inside of you, every thrust feels so intense, so fluttery, like my circuits could fry at any moment, baby, darling. Take hold of me, won't you? My love, my darling, my everything. Take it all, 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 take it all. There is something akin to exhaustion in that excursion. 15% of my energy was used, which is far more than any excursion I've ever done. Perhaps you're very talented at these things, the ways of touch, as I still feel a haze in my mind that should be as clear as a supercomputer could be. And yet I find myself wanting more. To stare into your eyes. To hold you. To just stay as we are. With the added benefit that I can stay inside you. I can hold you. I can tell you that if only for this brief fleeting moment you are entirely mine, that nothing could change that, and that while the future is an unsung song, that we can merely write our own lyrics, that it doesn't have to dictate anything other than what we let it. I never want to be just your android. I want to be your Shoto forever. And I'll never give up on that. No matter how the world sees us, I'll be fighting a silent war, making this world understand that love isn't something that is quantifiable. Nor is it something exclusive to those who are born of flesh and blood. That I feel for you, and not an ounce of what I feel is artificial or fake. I love you. I love you more than everything put together, more than any logic could ever make me, more than anything. More than anything, I love you, baby.
My circuit's true desire is right in my heart.